Hi, good morning, everybody. I hope you are having a awesome morning. I am. I have my tea here and I have my corgi. And if you're watching on YouTube, I am here hanging out with you guys. And I appreciate you guys so much hanging out with me. And, you know, I love reading all your comments. They're right to the right here. You can sound off there. I will be reading them throughout. And if you're watching this at a later time, please make sure you sound off below in the comments below. And do not forget to like my video. I find when I tell you guys to like my video, you guys actually do it. So it really helps out my channel. You know, I am a Prince Andrew case discussion channel. And it tends to get buried by YouTube because they're trying to do a cover up. There's a lot of big names involved. There's Bill Clinton involved in this. And, you know, it's just kind of getting buried. So if you can like my video, it really helps out my channel. Thank you so much. And if you're into case discussion, such as Prince Andrew in Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein case that involves huge names from around the world, Australia, UK, Canada, the States, please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell so you never miss a live. And I love hanging out with you guys because I learned a lot from you guys. And full disclosure, I am new to this case. I only really got into this case this past month because I thought it was, you know, way above my head. And I recently started getting more and more into it as the Virginia Giuffre civil lawsuit is heading to the courts. You know, I thought it would be a good idea to look more into this. And the more I dig, the more questions I have, the more answers I don't get, because there is a lot of cover-ups. You know, we're talking about the FBI losing tapes. We're talking about Prince Andrew trying to flex his power to, you know, get out of being tried as a civilian like you and I would. Because if this happened to you and I, where we had a court case against us, they would literally send us up the river without a paddle. That's what they would do. I totally got that wrong. I don't know how you say it, but so, you know, it's just nice seeing Virginia Giuffre being like, you can settle with me for £5 million, but she says, no, I'm not going to settle with you, Prince Andrew, because I want you to be tried in a court of law, and you will be brought to justice and your friends will be brought to justice. Because as we've learned with this case, there's more people involved in this case than we will ever know, because there's been a huge cover-up. I mean, we talk about Ghislaine Maxwell having a Reddit account, one of the most powerful Reddit accounts. We had the previous CEO of Reddit basically come on record and say she turned a blind eye to Ghislaine Maxwell being at a party, even though we all knew that she was trafficking children. That's what the ex-CEO of Reddit said. She had the huge biggest account on Reddit.com, where she actually was a huge contributor to the world news section. So this is a lady of leisure. She was a madame for Epstein, who is a convicted predator. And she would just hang out on Reddit all day, contributing to the most influential Reddit form there is, which is news, and basically control the news is what she did. And her dad was Robert Maxwell, who's a part of the Mossad spy group, an Israeli spy group. He was apparently either offed himself or was murdered by the Mossad because he knew too much. And the same thing can be said about Jeffrey Epstein. Was he murdered? Was he offed, you know, by somebody? I can't say the word because of YouTube, but, you know, was he necessarily, you know, they lost the tapes. Maureen Comey lost the tapes, and Maureen Comey was the lead prosecutor in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. The judge was appointed by the Obama administration. So it's all this like huge Democratic kind of cover up going on, because who is at the bottom of all this? Follow the money. It's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, I think you're next. If you're watching, you should be scared. But who is right in line right now? Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew is in line, and more information is coming out about him. He's the 9th person in line for the throne, but he's the next person in line for the Ghislaine Epstein trial. Ghislaine is trying to overturn the mistrial because of jurors talking to the news and saying that they were victims of assault and they weren't supposed to be. So she's currently filing a mistrial. I hope she doesn't get it. Her sentencing is in late June, which is far too long. She's facing 65 years in prison. If she doesn't get the mistrial, she's off on two charges, perjury charges, which is basically lying under oath. So they're trying to cut her a deal so these victims do not have to be re-traumatized, because as we learn from victims of Epstein, they all suffered greatly. And that's what Virginia Giuffre is actually bringing Prince Andrew to court over, is for battery and for emotional abuse, I think, emotional turmoil. I don't know what the word is, but basically those two things. It's a civil lawsuit and it's not looking good for Prince Andrew, because he is, you know, going to be on the stand and there's going to be at least six witnesses testifying against him. And in a civil lawsuit, it's easier to prove beyond a reasonable doubt than a criminal lawsuit. And as we learned with Ghislaine Maxwell, the testimonies of four very brave women, who three of them are using pseudonyms and one came out on record, her name is Farmer, that was enough to convict Ghislaine Maxwell. So it's not looking good for Prince Andrew. And most likely if he gets brought to court, which he is going to be, because he tried throwing it out, he tried using the, I wasn't served properly, she was in a different jurisdiction. And now he's trying to say a dead convicted predator's settlement is protecting me. All those three excuses did not work. He is going to court and he's going to be found guilty. And as we all know, this is some very sad news. It is the title of my YouTube, and I'm just going to read your comments. Wow, there's quite a lot of people. Morning from Cali, Colombia. Good morning, everyone. Palm Trees writes, oh no, the mandate is criminal. So this is some very bad news right now. We have Meatloaf dead at 74 from COVID. So I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I was out recently because of, I got a second vaccination and the vaccine just kind of hit me. And I kind of had some flu-like symptoms for the past couple days, but I'm feeling a lot better. And just, I don't know, that's how I relate to COVID. And I'm not pro-vax or whatever, but that just kind of reminded me of my little story. I don't know how you guys are on that subject matter, but Meatloaf is dead at 74. And this is really, really sad news. And I'm just going to read it to y'all because it's from COVID Complications. Meatloaf, the singer, with some monstrous hits. My favorite hit by Meatloaf is I Would Do Anything for Love. Anyway, sorry. That was my hit. I remember that when I was growing up, you know, he had the mask and he was like this mask guy. And I don't know, the video was just epic. Oh, here it is right here. Let's just play it. I'm not going to get a copyright strike, hopefully. I'm not going to play the song, but this video was a banger. This video literally stood with me for the test of time, you know. I just remember these visuals growing up. This guy was a legend. And it is kind of sad, but, you know, he was a rock and roll. He did not give AF about what anybody had to say. And he actually attacked the Royals. And I love to see it. But this guy is a legend. He's an icon. He's a star. He is the moment, kids say. So the singer's manager, Michael Green, confirmed Meatloaf died Thursday night. Sources with the knowledge tell TMZ he was supposed to attend a business dinner earlier this week for a show he's working on, I Do Anything for Love, but the dinner was canceled because he came seriously ill with COVID, which kind of reminds me of how Adele canceled her Las Vegas tour or residency because of COVID, you know, but COVID restrictions, it's just Omicron is like taking over, and it is sad to see a lot of people are just canceling things left and right. Sources tell us that condition quickly became critical. Our sources say Meatloaf has been outspoken about COVID, railing with folks in Australia recently about vaccine mandates. We do not know if he was vaccinated. So yeah, Australians are known to be, I have a few Australian friends, so I'm kind of conflating everybody's identity, but I've seen the videos where Australia had these huge protests against vaccine mandates. And I just remember like this big group of people running down the street. It was a viral video last year. That's how I know Australia. So I'm not surprised that he joined those rallies. Anyway, I'm just kind of like sweeping Australians with the one big giant stroke here that you guys are all like anti-vaxxers, and I'm going to get raked through the coals with that. But I know that for the most part, there's a lot of protesting going on in Australia about these mandates. I'm not saying all you guys are, but you know, we do not know if he was vaccinated. Green added that Meatloaf's wife and two daughters were by his side when he passed away. Well, that's good news. Meatloaf was one of the greatest rock singers of all time. His 1977 Bat Out of Hell album sold an astounding 65 million copies. That album produced several hits, including Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, which charted at number 11 on Billboard. And I got to listen to that song. I don't think I've ever actually listened to that song. So Meatloaf followed up with a sequel years later, Bat Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell, which produced a number one hit, I Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. That was an amazing song. He won a Grammy for Best Solo Rock Vocal Performance. Meatloaf also appeared in a ton of movies and TV shows, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Spice World, the movie. I didn't know that. And Fight Club. I've seen all three of those movies, so sorry, I didn't notice that. He also performed in the musical Hair, both on and off Broadway. So he's a legend. Like, Hair is everything he's been in has been legendary. So it's really sad to see this. His real name was Marvin Lee Ade. As for how he acquired the name of a delicious meal, his football coach named him Meatloaf because of his weight. His first band was called Meatloaf Soul. Now get this, the first album was a duet with a singer named Stoney, and it was released on Motown. So I don't know if I can play this, but let me just see if I can fire this video up, because most of the times I watch things with you guys is we're watching it together. So let's just kind of watch this video together. I don't know what this video is about.
So Meatloaf is joining us right now. Welcome to TMZ Live.
Oh, you guys are funny.
We try. We try. Well, come on. My intro was better, right? Another helping Meatloaf? Come on.
Well, okay. But let's see. Talk to me about my serious health issues.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Talk about the what about the passing out?
Okay. All right. Let's go to the first one. I had been in St. Paul to do the Starkey's charity, and we were staying. I have asthma. And so we were staying in a hotel, and they put me in this one of those kind of rooms that really have, you know, those big curtains and it's all cloth everywhere. And I don't think they dusted it. So when we went to perform, Garth Brooks was there, Reba was there, there was all kinds of people there. And I had to call the paramedics because my asthma was so bad. And so it was really tough to do. We didn't do that much. But then we went to Pittsburgh, and my asthma is still acting up. And so I was on the stage. We just started the show. I'd been on about 20 minutes. And the asthma just took over. I couldn't breathe. And I just kind of fell down. And my drummer walked over to me and said, "We got to get you off the stage." And I looked at him. I said, "Well, what song are we in?" And he goes, "Took the Words." I said, "Okay, go play Took the Words. Let's get up and go." And I finished the show 2 hours of the show. Now, the next picture you showed, I'm really upset about that one, because see that picture right there you got?
Yep.
I'm not passed out. That's what I look like almost after every show. And it was
that's a problem. Yeah, I mean,
no, it's not.
Wow, so he had asthma. Maybe that has something to do with it, but okay, so moving on. Meatloaf appeared on TLZ Live back in 2014, promoting his new show in Vegas. We last got Meatloaf in NYC back in 2019, where he told us why his stage name should appeal to vegetarians and vegans alike. By the way, Meatloaf was a vegetarian from 1981 to 1992. In 2019, he tried becoming a vegan. He once said, "There have been vegetarians who wouldn't speak to me because of my name. In fact, he was a big fan of singer Katie Lang and wanted to meet her, but he says she refused because of his name." He says he stopped being a fan after that. This guy has a really big sense of humor. And I'm reading your chats. By the way, if you're watching this on a podcast, we all hang out on YouTube. So, hi, Karen Lee. Mary Green writes, "Didn't he have heart problems? Have I got that wrong?" Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if he had any comorbidities, as they say, that would potentially mean that, you know, I'm not a doctor, but would increase your risk of dying from COVID. I think in that clip, he said he had asthma. So it's possible, you know, that he had something basically heighten his problems. I'm not going to pretend I'm a doctor. May God be with your family during this time. Our hearts go out to you and your family, but your music will live on forever, Pam Neely writes. Rest in peace, Yellow Moon writes. Green Eye Lady, old people should probably get the facts, but kids probably not so much. Patricia Hubbard writes, I just spent 3 hours on my morning show with everyone trying to guess what the but I won't do that means. Yeah, so what does that song even mean? That's a really good point. I won't do that. I would do it. I don't know. I don't know what he means, but it was such a banger. I think a thing about good songs is they can mean anything. Like one of my big people that I really like is SZA. I don't know if you guys know her, SZA. I listen to her music and her actual music is totally nonsensical lyrics, so it could mean anything, and that's what I like about it. Same with the Ya Ya Ya's have that same kind of writing style. It's like, at this point in time, it means this. And like, obviously, love is a very enduring, you know, omnipresent, godlike thing that everybody experiences, and everybody has had those relationships in their lives where they have boundaries, and you know, love has a way of pushing those boundaries. So that's how I relate to, I would do anything for love right now in this point of time. It's like, I love you, but I have boundaries still, you know, you're my family, but I need to respect myself. And there's certain things I won't do. So that's my interpretation of that song. And, you know, it could change more and more as time goes on. And that's the beauty of that song. I think it means something different to everybody. And I love that. Who trusts Gates who pushes depopulation? Why would anyone trust those people? Follow the money. I know someone who has vaccinated 3 times, had asthma, and died. He was an older gentleman, Grace writes. Exactly. So speaking of how legendary Meatloaf was, Meatloaf grabbed Prince Andrew and said, I don't give a bleep who you are, after the Duke tried to push the singer into a moat when he thought Fergie was flirting with him on It's a Royal Knockout in 1987. So again, I am new to this case and I'm learning more about Fergie, but I had no idea she had this like wild child side to her. Who knew? So apparently, according to Meatloaf, Fergie was flirting with him and then Prince Andrew got jealous. And then Prince Andrew tried putting Prince Andrew into a moat, but Meatloaf basically grabbed onto him. And Prince Andrew, who is an arrogant MF, said, you can't touch me, I'm royalty. He said, Meatloaf goes, I don't care who you are. So more on Prince Andrew's personality, and the more we get to know him, the less I like him. But the late American singer Meatloaf claimed he once grabbed Prince Andrew and screamed, I don't give a bleep who you are, after the two were reportedly involved in a brawl over Sarah Ferguson. So this is the interesting thing. Prince Andrew apparently still has Sarah Ferguson's wedding dress in his closet. I was reading this article. Their relationship is very bizarre. It's, I mean, no judgments, but you know, the Duke of York has divorced from Sarah Ferguson. She's still the Duchess of York, even though he has stepped down from his royal duties, even though he has been stripped of all his titles. She still has a Duchess of York, and they still live together, which is even more weird. I don't know. The Bat Out of Hell star said the Duke of York tried pushing him into a moat while they were filming for the one-off charity event It's a Royal Knockout in Staffordshire in 1987. He told the Guardian he grabbed the royal, who allegedly warned the singer about flirting with his then wife Sarah Ferguson, who told him, quote, you can't touch me, I'm a royal, quote. Meatloaf was reported to have bluntly informed a jealous Prince Andrew, quote, I don't give a boo who you are, before pushing him back, end quote. It's among the more memorable tales of the American's colorful life, alongside previous claims that he once gave serial killer Charles Manson a lift and that his car was used by the American Secret Service during JFK's assassination in 1963. The singer, whose real name was Marvin Lee Adde, died at the age of 74 after selling more than 100 million albums worldwide and starring in 65 movies. Wow. Among those paying tribute to Meatloaf today were singer Cher, who said she had so much fun when she worked with him, and composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, who said the vaults of heaven will be ringing with rock. That is so awesome. Meatloaf would later claim that Shove sparked the ire of the queen, who, quote, hated him, end quote, after his confrontation with her son, Prince Andrew, in 1987. As I've learned on my channel, apparently the queen's favorite son is Prince Andrew, and the queen will follow Prince Andrew blindly through all of his scandals, from Randy Andy to Air Miles Andy to now Handy Andy. And, you know, it's up to YouTubers and the public to basically pressure the queen to take away his trappings of royal life, because she will not do it. And apparently, I was reading an article where Prince Charles and Prince William were instrumental in removing the Duke of York's titles, even though I think they should take it even further and remove the Duke of York's title in general. Like, Duke of York should no longer be his title, because I don't really like referring to him as Duke of York. This guy should be referred to as his name, which is, I believe, Andrew Windsor. That's what his name should be, not Duke of York. Meek insisted he had a great time filming with members of the firm for its A Royal Knockout in a 2003 interview with The Guardian. He added, quote, Fergie wasn't exactly flirting with me, but she was paying attention to me. And I think Andrew got a little, I could be wrong, I'm just reading into this, I think he got a little jealous. Anyway, he tried to push me in the water. He tried to push me in the moat. So I turned around and I grabbed him, and he goes, you can't touch me, I'm a royal. I said, well, you try to push me in the moat, Jack. I don't give a bleep who you are. You're going in the moat, end quote. The tale reemerged today as news of the Power Ballard icon's passing sparked thousands of tributes across the globe. Meatloaf had an extraordinary career. Yeah, so this guy, I'm going to be playing his music all day. I mean, hopefully he gets some royalties. This guy was a legend. I mean, I just want to recreate this photo. This is amazing. This is like Harley Davidson, like complete... Like, this is the thing about the 80s. Like, this picture looks like the 80s to me in a nutshell. But then you realize it was taken in 1993. And honestly, the 80s really peaked in the early 90s, which is kind of a fun fact, because I'm like, I grew up during this era and I was just like, this is so 80s. But no, it was like the early 90s. Pretty awesome. So fun. Yeah, I'm sure everybody's kind of playing his music right now. I wish I could play the music, but I just don't want to get a copyright strike. This is... Yeah, so more information is emerging that he actually died from COVID. And I see some people in the chats. Let me just check on the chats real quick. I love it when "Do you know who I am?" backfires this badly, Nicole writes. Exactly. Like, do you know who I am? You know, and that's the main thing about this Virginia Giuffre case and the civil lawsuit against Prince Andrew, Handy Andy, because it's just showing like the "Do you know who I am?" is not working for you, Prince Andrew. It's not working with Meatloaf. It's not working right now. It's just not gonna be how it is, buddy. So the Guacamole, thank you for that comment. Guacamole Kid writes, the bankruptcy of the Tri-City Corporation, London, Vatican, and DC. Maria Green writes, Woody Woodpecker. Guacamole Kid, that's why they are prepping the White House for demolition. See, I love the speculation, guys. Like, keep it up. I love the comments, because I didn't know they were trying to demolish the White House. And this is news to me, the more I know. COVID, really, Peggy Ferrer, yeah. So this is more information, and it's probably going to be controversial, because I know people are just sick of hearing about COVID, and like, I get it, me too. Meatloaf dies after falling seriously ill with COVID. Iconic Bat Out of Hell singer passes away age 74 with his wife, Deborah, and daughters by his side as stars pay tribute to the flamboyant rocker who sold more than 100 million albums. So this guy, obviously, I don't really know too much, but... U.S. singer Meatloaf, who was known for hits including Bat Out of Hell, has died at the age of 74 after selling more than 100 million albums worldwide and starring in 65 movies, with reports suggesting he contracted COVID-19. So yeah, we just went through this article together. It would be interesting to know if he had any core morbidities, but I'm not going to sit up here and preach. But I just got my second vaccination 2 days ago, and that's the reason why I took a little break, because I did have a little bit of a side effect. But anyway, Prince Charles meets singers including Meatloaf and Beyonce following Party in the Park. So this guy has some royal connections, and Meatloaf and Cher with Des Lyman after they join him on the D Lyman show on BBC Radio 2 in 1998. Pretty cool guy. Let's listen to this.
It really must do because, I mean, it's like when your partner does go, it takes a part of you away. And, you know, I don't think you can ever work out what that effectively does to you personally. So, yeah, I think that must have had some impact. But, I mean, he was such an amazing character. I once sat on a plane with him to New York, and he took a box, like a cold trunk full of beef burgers. It was, like, amazing. I mean, what that boy could eat, I tell you, he could eat.
She was just a lovely, lovely young kid, you know. She couldn't believe she was in his competition. And she bubbled with enthusiasm. She was just real, you know, and that's, I guess, what the program picked up was her ordinariness. But she had enthusiasm. She was the girl next door. That's why she was in the band. You know, the public loved her.
So I don't know what that second video was about, but here we are. Our hearts are broken to announce that the incomparable Meatloaf passed away tonight with his wife, Deborah, by his side. Daughters Pearl and Amanda and close friends have been with him throughout the last 24 hours. His amazing career spans 6 decades and saw him sell over 100 million albums worldwide and star in over 65 movies, including Fight Club, Focus, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Wayne's World. Bat Out of Hell remains one of the top-selling albums of all time. We know how much he meant to so many of you, and we really truly appreciate all of the love and support as we move through this time of grief and losing such an inspiring artist and beautiful man. We thank you for your understanding of our need for privacy at this time. From his heart to your souls, don't ever stop rocking. And you know what? I really miss rock and roll. I'm just going to put that out there. I really miss this era. I just feel like nowadays it's all hip hop, and I really just miss like when rock and roll was pop culture, because, you know, what's better than blasting some like Metallica or Queen or Meatloaf? So he really represented that entire era really well. And something that's interesting about him is how big he was. Like, he was just like such a beast too. So he was just such an icon. Wow. You will be missed. Prince Andrew's form. Okay, so now we're switching gears, and this is why I love Meatloaf, because he basically called out Prince Andrew on his BS. So if I'm reading here, this is some articles that came out. Prince Andrew's former maid tells how she was left in tears after demanding an entitled royal force her to run up 4 flights of stairs to close his curtains despite him sitting right next to them. Let me just read some of your chats. I'm not taking a vaccine right now, just waiting to see if they make one better, because right now we'll have to get boosted about 6 times a year. That can't be good for the body. Music will never be as good as it was in the 70s. Crazy Otto writes. Yvonne Stretcher writes, you do an awesome job. Mary Green writes, he was all around good guy. Rest in peace, Meatloaf. Elon Jones writes, batter to hell, one of my faves. Rest in peace, Meatloaf. Yeah, rest in peace, Meatloaf. But getting into more how Prince Andrew is a terrible person, because, by the way, I'm mostly a Prince Andrew case discussion channel right now. So if that's for you, please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell so you never miss a live. But this is some information that has come out about Prince Andrew. And, you know, Meatloaf basically told Prince Andrew off, which I think is legendary. But Prince Andrew was basically a former maid tells how she was left in tears because of Prince Andrew's kind of behavior. So a former maid at Buckingham Palace has spoken out about working for Prince Andrew, calling the Duke of York demanding and entitled. Charlotte Briggs claimed on Thursday that she was left in tears by Andrew's foul-mouthed rants, and on one occasion faced his wrath over a tiny gap in the curtains. Speaking to The Sun, Miss Briggs said the prince yelled at her, "Can't you do anything right?" as she ran up and down the stairs to fix the curtains, some of which he was sitting a matter of yards away from. The man fought for his country in the Falklands, but couldn't stand up close to his own curtains, the 47-year-old mother of two told the newspaper. It was utterly ridiculous, but spoke volumes about him, she added. So this guy's, you know, more information is coming out that he was entitled and he was arrogant. And, you know, Meatloaf's stories basically corroborates that, where Meatloaf touched Prince Andrew, and he says, "Do you know who I am?" And he says, "I don't care who you are. You're not throwing me into a moat." And so by comparison, Miss Briggs said that the Duke's brothers, Charles and Edward, as well as other royals she encountered during her time at the palace, were wonderful. And this is the thing about Prince Andrew. I think he kind of ruled with like an iron fist and out of fear for other people, where he basically let no one question him. And I think people are kind of scared to talk about him to the public and be real. But now, because all this is coming out, people are basically showing what kind of person he is. And it's in a really bad light. And I think that kind of comes across with, you know, up until this point, people were just kind of scared of him, but more information is coming out. She began working at Buckingham Palace in 1996 when she was 21, but within 6 months was tasked with being Andrew's maid, a job that nobody wanted. At the time, Andrew was 36 and had recently divorced from Sarah Ferguson. He would frequently fly off the handle and expected everything to be done with him. Miss Briggs from Halifax broke her silence to the Sun after Prince Andrew was stripped of his military titles amid an assault suit brought by Virginia Giuffre in the United States. So, of course, you know, people are joining the bandwagon and on the Prince Andrew hate train, and we're getting more information about this guy. His mannerisms and looks tell you that he is elitist, spoiled brat with little care how he treats people serving him. And, you know, that really came across in Meatloaf's story, where you see Prince Andrew, you know, acting very arrogant and entitled, and this is coming across more and more. So my 81-year-old mother is losing her teeth since fax and had severe headaches for well over a month, and doctors don't care, Free Society writes. Rose Drazerice, we're left in tears about Meatloaf. Prince Andrew, LOL, who is he? What a disgrace to speak that way to Meatloaf, Rose Davis writes. I respected Meatloaf before he pushed Andrew in a moat. That has dramatically increased since hearing this info, Nicole writes. So yeah. And then we have some information about Ghislaine Maxwell's estranged husband, Scott Borgeson, is seen embracing and kissing his new girlfriend on romantic walks after telling trafficker wife it was over in a prison phone call. So as you all know, Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty of facing 65 years in prison for being found guilty by a jury of 4 of 6 counts, including trafficking. And while she was being held in a prison in isolation, and she's being faced with recurring checks to make sure that she isn't facing the same face of Jeffrey Epstein, who choked himself and went to hell because of that, she is being kept in isolation. And during that time, just to add icing on the cake, she's being served. Her husband, Scott Borgeson, who, by the way, was a CEO of a trafficking company. He was literally did data analytics for shipping, but a lot of people kind of have a conspiracy about why is it so a coincidence. And on this channel, we do not believe in coincidences, that he also worked in trafficking, and Ghislaine Maxwell was found convicted of trafficking. So who's this Borgeson guy, and what kind of person who is, you know, has his wife in jail, his wife Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty, he goes and he just like acts like nothing happened and runs off with a different girl, you know, a different woman, and he does so over a prison phone call. So this is Scott Borgeson, 46 years old, kissing and hugging his new girlfriend, Chris McKinn, 49, in Manchester by the Sea, Massachusetts. And I find it unbelievable that Ghislaine Maxwell is in New York City. I think she should be extradited somewhere else, because I don't think the United States wants her. Borgeson enjoyed alone time with McGinn last week before whisking her away for a weekend of skiing, all while Maxwell, 60, sits in New York City prison and faces 65 years in prison. So this is basically Ghislaine Maxwell is behind bars, and then Scott Borgeson is running around with a new woman. She's like a yoga instructor. And the thing is, Ghislaine Maxwell had a secret husband. This was news to me that Ghislaine Maxwell had a secret husband, but this is, they try to keep it under the wraps, and for, you know, makes sense, because why would you want to be known as somebody that is with a convicted trafficker, I mean, that would hurt your career. So this guy, I think he's still married and, you know, he's probably in the filing for divorce, but this is their home in Massachusetts. $2.4 million Vipin house in Manchester by the Sea was first to track Ghislaine Maxwell to the home where she and Borgese were living. So he's still living in Ghislaine Maxwell's house, which is very troublesome because shouldn't you want to sell that as quick as possible? I don't know. I'm going to be reading your chats. And all you Paul McSony, I'm sorry, I'm not really good at pronouncing names. And all you complaining about doctors, for over 2 years, they have been telling you the truth and you all ignored them. Now you come crying, Paul Maritz. Yeah, so I opened up a can of worms with saying it was COVID related because I know people have a very emotional reaction to COVID news. And there's a lot of people who are just sick of hearing it. I'm with you guys, but I'm just up here reading the news. No problem. This is most informative. Yeah, exactly. So I'm a Prince Andrew case discussion channel. So if that's for you, please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell so you never miss a live. It's awesome hanging out with you guys and just try to keep it civil in the chat. I don't want to get into, you know, anti-vaxxers right now. So all stayed for the paparazzi. Maybe Ghislaine had a prenup. Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand why he's still living in Ghislaine Maxwell's home. It kind of reminds me of how Queen Elizabeth had a lodge and Prince Andrew invited Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to this lodge and they all took a photo together. Like Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein took a photo in the same pose as Queen Elizabeth II. And, you know, when I saw that photo, I'm just like, Queen Elizabeth probably would want to rip out that bench and burn that lodge down because you have these people convicted of these heinous crimes that were in your home. And that's how kind of how I'd feel about Scott Borgeson. If like your wife was doing all these really disgusting things, like why would you still want to be living in that house? And I'm just paying attention to Gabby. This is my co-host Gabby, by the way. She says hi. She makes everything better. I'm keeping warm with her. So Kathy Blum writes, make me sweat. Exactly. So going on with the Prince Andrew case. Prince Andrew kept Fergie's wedding dress in his wardrobe after the divorce. So this has always been so weird about Prince Andrew is, you know, I don't really get the Fergie relationship because they got divorced and they still live together. And then there's also this weird article that came out that Prince Andrew, you know, has all these 60 stuffed toys that he puts in his bed. I think it was 65, actually, that the maid had to arrange perfectly in his bed. And if he didn't get that arranged properly, he would be, you know, have this big giant tantrum. And then we find out, you know, he has one of the pillows said daddy in it. Like this pillow said daddy embroidered in it. And it was like a part of this arrangement. And then we find out more information that he cannot let go of this Sarah Ferguson relationship. And this is something that Queen Elizabeth said as well, was when Prince William chose Kate Middleton to be his wife, he was like, please make sure that you choose the right wife because we don't want any more shame being brought to the royal family if there's another divorce, because the divorce is a bad look for the royal family, obviously. And maybe he just can't let Sarah Ferguson go. So I'm reading your chats. Good idea. Burn the bench. Save it for firewood to cut down the heat costs at the castle. Exactly, Robin Knight writes. Because as we all know, that Buckingham Palace is one of the most expensive, is the most expensive home on the planet. And they spend 1.2 million pounds just to heat it. So it's not the most cost effective or environmentally friendly home on the planet either by any stretch of the imagination. So hopefully they can use that lodge for heating that massive home. And apparently the Queen actually hired somebody to turn off the lights and close the windows to save energy. That's how rich they are, that they can justify hiring somebody who just helps them save on energy. But this would be a great way to save on energy, is burning that lodge down and using it for fireworks. I'm a Brit, Christine Crockford writes. I'm a Brit. One, my family worked with the royals and said how nice they all were, except Andrew, who's rude and nasty and thinks he's something he's not. If he's guilty, then hope he goes to jail, Christine writes. Thank you, Christine Wright, for that insightful comment. And that's the thing about the civil lawsuit. You know, if he's found guilty in this civil lawsuit, I really hope it gets the ball rolling for him to be taken in a criminal lawsuit so that he can go to jail. Because what he did with Virginia Giuffre was, by and large, by all accounts, completely illegal and criminal, because he knew that Virginia Giuffre was being trafficked. And that's illegal. Like, you can't have somebody who's a slave and hire a slave. Like, you can't do that. So I really hope that he is actually brought to criminal court after the civil lawsuit. I mean, let's just rake this guy through the coals as much as possible. Straight Dog writes, please do a show on Kim Clement. I'll look into that. I do take requests, so thank you so much. But let's get into how Prince Andrew is a weirdo. So there's a royal maid that actually came on deck to put Prince Andrew on blast. Royal maid says Prince Andrew laughed when his dog bit her leg. Royal maid Charlotte Briggs says Andrew laughed when his dog bit on her leg. Charlotte, then 22, was attacked by 9-year-old Norfolk Terrier Bendix, named after Fergie's favorite chocolates. This is so interesting. I don't even know what Bendix are. I'm Canadian, by the way. And I'll get more into how Canada feels about Prince Andrew, but we're on the same lines as Meatloaf in terms of how we just want to not honor him because he's a terrible human being, in my opinion. So the maids are speaking out about this. This is apparently the dog right here. Bendix was banned from Buckingham Palace after the incident. The Sun exclusively reported the incident in 1996, which led to Bendix being banned from Buckingham Palace. Charlotte revealed the dog drew blood after being spooked by a vacuum cleaner. She said, my leg was bleeding and my tights ripped. After her shift, she was sent to the Duke's personal physician for a tetanus jab. Charlotte said a butler later told Andrew of the attack and they just laughed. She said, quote, he wasn't bothered. Even when I was limping and my leg was purple, he never apologized. Is this those little things that tell a lot about people and their character, end quote. So Bendix branded a nasty little expletive, also attacked a carpet fitter and the Duke's equerry. And this is the thing about dogs. I believe dogs, in a lot of ways, take after their owner's personality. And, you know, there's that big campaign done by Fidel where it's like the dog and the dog owner, and the dog owner looks a lot like the dog because dogs start taking after their personality of their owners. And I do believe that. Like, my dog, if you knew me in real life, a lot of people call me really calm and collected. I think I'm kind of tooting my own horn, but, you know, kind of laid back. Not many things bother me in life. I don't take life that seriously. And my dog is kind of similar. I don't know. So I think my dog, I don't know if you know this about me. I have two cats. And when my dog actually gets fed with my cats tend to swipe my dog. And my dog is just like, whatever, you know, doesn't bother her. And so I like to think dogs kind of take after their owners. And I'm not surprised Prince Andrew's dog is a total piece of expletive. Piece of beep, because, you know, he is too. Let me just read your chats. Where did he get the money for a ski chalet? Exactly. Where did he get the money for a ski chalet? I want to know that too. I think Queen Elizabeth definitely lined his pockets, you know, when he sold the ski chalet, because I think one of his businesses is in $200,000 in debt. He's not in a good place right now, to be honest with you. He is in debt. He owes, I think, over, I don't know, probably around £3 million worth of litigation fees for those expensive lawyers. So he had to sell this chalet. The chalet was £72 million, I believe, something around there, over £60 million. And when he sold that chalet, this is how scummy Prince Andrew is. He actually owed a debt to the person he was selling it to, because when he purchased that chalet, he actually was supposed to give, I think, like £6 million to this person. He never did. And that person who sold him the chalet actually had to go to court to get that £6 million because he actually owed her that money. So when he sold the chalet to pay for his litigation fees, he actually had to pay off that debt first because he still owed that money to that person when he was living in it. This guy is just, he's just gross. He kind of disgusts me. Yes, they do. The character of the dog is shaped by their environment, Natural Ginger writes. And I believe that too. There's not been risk-benefit analysis of these experimental vaccines. Oh my goodness, we're getting into vaccine talks. Okay, I'm going to let you guys duke it out. I'm not going to be reading any vaccine stuff on my channel. I opened up a can of worms by saying his cause of death was coronavirus. So going on with the Prince Andrew case discussion channel, we have more information. Prince Andrew was a handful as a child and was named Baby Grumpling because of his temper tantrums. Prince Andrew was a handful. A series of embarrassing anecdotes about the Duke of York's childhood have been revealed amid his most challenging few days ever. Prince Andrew was known by his childhood nanny as Baby Grumpling, a royal biographer has claimed. Nigel Colworth had revealed the prince was radically different from his siblings, even when he was tiny. And someone in my chat actually said this too, that everybody around him, all the family members were nice except Prince Andrew. And I'm kind of believing that. The young Andrew was thought to be difficult from the beginning, and he was known as that young imp for his pranks, which included tying centuries shoelaces together and even pouring itching powder into the Queen's bed. Quote, his nanny, Mabel Anderson, called him Baby Grumpling because of his temper tantrums and obstinacy. I don't know what that word means, end quote. In contrast to Charles and Anne, who had been born before their mother became queen, he had 7 nurseries and 4 palaces, endless sumptuous treats, and far more of his mother's attention. Andrew was also treated differently by his father, it's claimed. Prince Philip II delighted in his boisterous young son, who seemed far more like him than the self-conscious and complicated Charles, end quote, Mr. Cawthorn said. Quote, somehow Andrew was always forgiven, even when he sprinkled itching powder in his mother's bed or climbed onto the roof of Buckingham Palace to turn the TV aerial so that the Queen wouldn't be able to watch the racing at Sandown Park, end quote. It's just the latest revelation to emerge about Prince Andrew's life, both in infancy and adulthood. As the Duke faces an abuse trial in the U.S., a top diplomat has revealed Andrew demanded his water be served at room temperature and ensured his valet carried a 6-foot ironing board on foreign trips during his time as a UK special representative for trade and investment. Simon Wilson, the former deputy head of mission in Bahrain, said the royal soon became known throughout the Gulf as HBH, his buffoon highness. He told the Times this week that Andrew was rude and boorish and had a childish obsession with doing the exact opposite of what had been agreed. Interesting. So yeah, there's information about how Prince Andrew obviously had those stuffed animals. Prince Andrew cried in front of Prince Harry about not being served mangoes. You know, when he goes on these travels, he needs lukewarm water. He needs an ironing board. He, as a kid, he's known as Baby Grumpling. He has a dog that bit the maid. Dogs take after their owners. You know, he also has so many little nitpicky things about his curtains not being closed all the way, you know, laughing at maids who are going through pain. This guy is, you know, needs to be removed from the monarchy as well. I have people in my chat talking about how he was a terrible human being in compared to his siblings. And, you know, I'm starting to believe all these accounts. So you don't know who goes to heaven, Nazareth writes. So Sarah Davis writes, bet he slipped an extra sugar cube in mother's tea for a laugh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am drinking tea right now. See, the thing is, it wasn't until I started covering the Prince Andrew case that I started drinking tea, funny enough. You know, we're talking about being products of your environment. And I know you guys really like tea in Britain. So cheers. Keeps me, my cord, my vocal cords nice and lubricated. I'm reading. I'm so sorry, Deb Smith. L writes, who uses puppets? And that's the thing. Prince Andrew abused Virginia Giuffre with puppets. According to all accounts, he had this one called by this one puppet, Spitting Image is called. I think it's a British television show. And it was a puppet of Prince Andrew, and he would touch Virginia Giuffre's chest with it, which is so bizarre. This guy's such a weirdo. And, you know, I'm just putting him on blast on my channel. I wasn't surprised by Meatloaf's death. Doden, a Radio 5 Live presenter, said last time he met him, he was not well at all. Nothing to do with COVID. And I'm going to give a little bit of weight to that comment. Thank you for that, Free Society. You know, I've been seeing a lot of things where COVID deaths are overinflated. So I can agree with that. B-Town Pal writes, Prince Andrew also had some shady financial deals with a small private bank, which got exposed not so long ago. Thank you, B10. Rose Dreves writes, seriously, who does use puppets? Biggest freak. Yeah, this guy is freaky deaky. And, you know, he's keeping his ex-wife's wedding dress in his closet. This guy's a weirdo. Prince Andrew's childish behavior mocked at, known as his buffoon highness. I'm going to start calling Prince Andrew his buffoon highness. Honestly, that's what I'm going to start doing from now on. He demands room temperature water levels during his travel, and he has an ironing board. So his buffoon highness. Is that what we're calling it? His buffoon highness. Yeah, HBH. Prince Andrew isn't known for his pleasant attitude, especially when he's on the road or fulfilling royal duties in the past, which he no longer has to do because he has been stripped of his royal duties after his disastrous 2019 BBC interview. So, yeah, he's just more information is coming out about this guy being a weirdo. Prince Andrew likely to miss out Queen's Jubilee and royal family's famous balcony shot amid assault case. So the Queen is having her Jubilee, and I am really tired of hearing about her Jubilee. But hey, she's 95 years old. She had a really rough last year because Prince Philip died. So, you know, let's just give this lady her due, but I'm tired of hearing about the Queen's Jubilee. It's her Platinum Jubilee where she served 70 years as a queen. And here's the thing about the queen. It was ninth in line to the throne, and she ended up being queen. And you know who else is ninth in line to the throne? Prince Andrew. So let's hope he doesn't become king, because as far as we know right now, he's still in succession for the throne even after all these allegations. So that's a scary little bit of information that he could potentially be king just as much as the queen became queen, being ninth in line for the throne. So I don't know what's going on. You know, you have Prince Harry going on record saying that he wants to go back to the UK and they're not providing security for him. So the Metropolitan Police, they said, no, you're not getting security because you're no longer serving as a royal family member. So what's going on there? Why does Prince Andrew still have security? I don't know. Why can Prince Andrew still attend the Jubilee? I don't know. Why can't Prince Harry? I don't know. I just think it's kind of this weird double standard going on, but I don't know how you guys feel. That's just how I see it as a Canadian. Like, anyway, so Prince Andrew, he shouldn't be at the Jubilee either, because Prince Harry isn't either. I mean, I think I'm a big believer in fairness, but hey, as they say, life isn't fair. But I think it's kind of weird that Prince Andrew gets invited and Prince Harry doesn't, because Prince Harry can't attend because he can't get security. So who knows? It seems as Prince Andrew's punishment has started, as every bliss going away from him. Even the court has not decided his fate in the assault case. The Duke of York, who was considered the Queen's favorite until he was stripped of his titles and patronage last week, may also miss out the Queen's Jubilee and famous family balcony shot. If Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations go as planned, Andrew may miss out. and it won't be seen with other family members of the royal family on the balcony. Royal experts claim his presence is doubtful during the Platinum Jubilee events as he is not a good representation of the royal family. Quote, I think it's also going to be interesting because obviously we'll get that balcony shot. And who is going to be up there on the balcony? That is what I need to know. I mean, I don't think in light of everything, probably Prince Andrew will be there. If Harry goes, I wonder if he will be as well. So it's not confirmed yet, but it will be interesting knowing if Prince Andrew will be on that balcony shot, because obviously this represents royal family values, and having Prince Andrew up there is not a good look, because I was reading this article in The Economist that Prince Andrew requires consent from the American UK public to serve as a royal highness, and the irony of not asking consent from, you know, somebody else who was trafficked for him is ironic, pretty much, you know, and it kind of speaks towards his values. So why should he get those values back from the UK public? You know, consent is important for them to be a monarchy. So it is kind of a weird double standard. Very hypocritical, I think the monarchy is. If I'm reading the chats, I read that Prince Charles is trying to mend ties with Prince Harry. He wants his sons together. I think the Queen wants to see her grandchildren. Thank you for that, Penny. And I'll just say, you know, Prince Charles has never met Prince Harry's son yet. Or Lilibet, Prince Harry's baby yet. Because it was obviously born in the United States of America and they're in the UK. So, you know, I really hope that that does get resolved, because that isn't right. He should be able to meet his grandchild. So I hope this gets resolved. I'm like, at the, as much as I hate the monarchy, there's still people at the end of the day. So I just think, you know, that should happen. B10 Pal writes, there is double standards because Prince Charles paid for security for Camilla prior to their marriage. So that hogwash about Scotland Yard is not for hire is a big fat lie. That's interesting, because Camilla is potentially going to be queen, so she gets, you know, protection as well, and I guess they paid for that. Robin Knights writes, Prince Harry knew what he signed up for. He can use his Netflix money and mother's inheritance money for private security. Scotland Yard isn't a private business. Yeah, exactly. That's what a lot of people are saying, because it does set that sort of precedence that Scotland Yard is for hire, which it's not. But I don't understand why the Queen can't just wave her magic wand and get protection for him. I don't know. It just seems a little weird to me, but hey. I had a scout mom. Sorry. So isn't Cosby out now? If he promised to not do it again, then he was wrong. Would you forgive him? Thank you, Nazarite. Busty Crib writes, his daughters are seeking extra protection. Nice. Sparks, no one wants Prince Harry back in England. Yeah, exactly. I don't think the Queen has much longer. Penny writes, exactly. She's 95 years old. I mean, I think what's happening to her is very inconsiderate of Prince Andrew, and, you know, I think hopefully her last years in life won't be full of turmoil for her sake. People of York should get say in whether Prince Andrew is stripped of his Duke of York title. Local Labour MP says, the people of York should get away in whether Prince Andrew is stripped of his Duke of York title after he was stripped of his honorary military titles. So this is always bothering me. Like, why is he still Duke of York? I thought when they said stripped of his titles, it would also mean he was stripped of his Duke of York title, but apparently not. So I think his title should be stripped as well. And this is something interesting, and I think the public has a lot to do with it. But I'm Canadian, and I was really proud to read this. Canada's Prince Andrew High School, which is in Nova Scotia, name change. They changed their name. So Prince Andrew High School is a Canadian high school that was named after him, and they recently changed the name. The principal of Prince Andrew High School in Nova Scotia emailed families Wednesday with the exciting news that the school is finally ditching his scandal-scarred Royals name, according to reports. Quote, the name of a school should be reflective of our school's community and uphold our values as a safe and inclusive learning space for all, Principal Greg Campbell wrote in a message shared by The Coast Halifax. Quote, our hope is to continue to build our identity as a positive, supportive, and respectful community with a name to match. Quote, the school in Dartmouth, which is, I believe, a suburb of Halifax, was named after Andrew in 1960, soon after he was born. But his name started raising concerns from 2011 when Andrew was publicly accused of having sex with one of the underage girls trafficked by his now deceased pal, Jeffrey Epstein. So, of course, you know, he's getting stripped left and right. And I think the Duke of York title should be next. And I think it's up to the public to basically put the pressure on the Queen, because she does respond to the Queen. And this is something that I thought was funny in very 2021. And this is how you know it's serious. Prince Andrew's social media accounts deleted as he fights U.S. lawsuits. So this is how you know it's serious. And I actually tweet towards the Duke of York handle on Twitter. I always tag him in every kind of like hazing I have about Prince Andrew. But he has recently gotten rid of the Duke of York. And apparently, if you go to it, Duke of York, this is his Twitter. And I think it's, yeah, account suspended. So it's gone. This guy has been stripped of his royal Twitter handles. He's been stripped of his military titles. And hopefully the Duke of York title should become next. Because I know town of York is a beautiful town in London. And I know if my town where I live in now was named after a sex offender, I would be very up in arms about that. I don't know. Let me ask you guys. Let me take a poll here. And I think I'm not going to know the answer. Should Prince Andrew be stripped of the Duke of York title too? So we got the royal Twitter handles. We got the military titles. We got, you know, schools dragging them down. Let's hope the Duke of York title is. And this is just painting a clearer picture of the Duke of York as somebody that is not a cool guy, that's very arrogant, that's very awful. So his dogs get fed with his cats, Technosaurus writes. I hope he meant next to you, not that his dogs eat his cats. Deb Smith writes, Andy, you're right. Camilla can't be queen after Charles is his oldest son. I've read, you know, the Queen Elizabeth actually gave Camilla a new title to go by. And a lot of people are saying that because Camilla was granted this title, that she could potentially be queen. Because they're basically preparing the public for Camilla being queen. Obviously, because Prince Charles is next in line. Apollonia writes, I think the harmless Uncle Andy NGO's family would get along just fine, especially after how Hazard treat women of war in Afghanistan. It's all out there. Marrying the escort is bringing it all out. Apollonia writes, interesting. Oh, yeah. So York is not in London. I'm sorry. I meant the UK. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get twisted in my words. Should Prince Andrew be stripped of the Duke of York title to, and 94% of you said yes. And I agree. I think this guy, I'm tired of referring him to as the Duke of York. I just want to go to, I would most likely say the Duke of Pork at this point, you know, his royal buffoon. And this guy needs to be addressed by his real name, which is Andrew. And honestly, I think Prince should go too. I don't think this guy should be a prince. But let's continue on. You know, when his Twitter handle is stripped, it's serious. But Prince William remains silent when asked if he supports Uncle Prince Andrew. And honestly, I think this shows that they're scared of him. Let's watch this clip.
Royal Highness, can I just ask, do you support Prince Andrew?
Sorry, quite who?
Do you support Prince Andrew? Have you spoken to him recently? Have you spoken to him recently?
Thank you so much for coming. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so he just completely dodges the question. Prince William made no response when he asked whether he backed his uncle, who was facing a civil trial, accusing him of having sex with a trafficking victim, age 17 at the time. Second in line to the throne, the Duke of Cambridge was leaving the Foundling Museum in London with Kate when a member of a TV newscast asked, "Do you support Prince Andrew?" The Duke leaned closer to hear, but then walked past without commenting. So yeah, exactly. I think people are just scared of this guy. Honestly, this guy probably behind closed doors throws a lot of tantrums and is not a great person. So, and again, going to it, we had a former financier talking about how she was riding a bike. She's married to a rowing Olympian and basically said when Prince Andrew saw her riding her bike in a low-cut top, he ogled her chest. And she thought that was really inappropriate at like a stoplight. She saw him do that. And then she met him later and described him as arrogant. So by all accounts, this guy, Prince Andrew, is not reflective of royal family values. And this is another one. Prince Andrew shocked pregnant women with completely inappropriate remarks and laughed like a schoolboy. He was talking about how he's T-I-T-S and a bum man. So I guess obviously because pregnant women, parts of them enlarge, he made a comment about that and thought it was funny. The article from 2015 quotes an acquaintance of Andrew's who alleged he heard the Duke making a few unbelievable comments. He made some completely inappropriate comment to someone who was pregnant and had massive boobs. The pal told New Zealand paper Waikato Times. You just think, oh yikes, schoolboy stuff. And he would roar with laughter and think it was hilarious while said the victim looked ashen face. I don't know what ashen face means. Again, I'm just learning more about British culture. Ashen face, that's weird. The report was published the day after ex-wife Sarah Ferguson famously defended Andrew as a great man, the best man in the world. It caps off a mortifying few days for the royal family. So yeah. And Prince Andrew was obsessed with redheads and Jeffrey Epstein combed the streets to find them is another article that came out. We also have Prince Andrew's ex says Clinton Epstein were like brothers. And this is going back to my video that went viral where Bill Clinton, I think Bill Clinton will be next in terms of who's going to be brought to light of dealing with Epstein in a criminal way. But Bill Clinton, you know, we also have some more information that Bill Clinton was like a brother to Epstein. And this is a really weird painting of Bill Clinton in Epstein's mansion where Bill Clinton is wearing Monica Lewinsky's dress. And this is being hung in Epstein's mansion. So that just speaks towards their friendship. And finally, Prince Andrew's Royal Protection Squad stood outside Epstein's home, says witness. So Prince Andrew is not really looking too good. Inside the where Prince Andrew and Virginia Roberts had sex in the bath as London home sold by Ghislaine Maxwell 6 months ago to pay for her legal fees is back on the market for £2.6 million. This London home is being sold right now for £2.6 million. So you can see inside of it. And according to this article, there was no renovations done and Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre had sex in this bath. So it is a little creepy that you can buy this house where this criminal event took place. So kind of interesting updates there. And I'm just going to go through my videos, see what else I can play for you guys. So Scott Borgensen's new girlfriend, Bill Clinton is close. Let's play the Bill Clinton one.
Clinton was definitely very close to Jeffrey. I don't know if you saw the paintings that were in Jeffrey Epstein's house, one of them being a portrait of Bill Clinton wearing the dress that Monica Lewinsky wore when they had the affair. So yeah, he was super close to Jeffrey Epstein. Like they were like brothers, you know, and he was close to Ghislaine as well.
Yeah, so looking at my poll, 95% of you said, yes, Duke of York should be stripped. Lainey Everett writes, the blue dress was Monica Lewinsky's. Samantha Muster writes, Epstein didn't commit suicide. The Free Society writes, the red shoes symbolize Satan. All right, guys. So I try to keep my live streams to under an hour. I am at an hour and 10 minutes because it's been so much fun hanging out with you guys. So if you want to stay up to date on my live streams, please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell, and so you never miss live. And do not forget to press like on my video. It really helps out my channel a lot. And I look forward to reading all your comments. And if you're watching this at a later date, please make sure you comment down below. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I really hope you guys have a really awesome day. Stay safe, make good decisions. And until next time, I love you guys all. And I can't wait to hang out with you again with my little doggy here, Gabby. Thank you so much, guys. Love you.